Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
But we're going to get a refresher of a quick story that we saw in the media headlines today. And that's the fact that ShopRite has ventured into a bustling e-commerce sector by introducing online shopping and bulk delivery services for spaza shops and small business owners. Isn't this phenomenal? Now, instead of having to hire a bucky or a van and making your way down to a major cash and carry for bulk purchases, you can all do this by using technology. Mark Cotton, head of B2B e-commerce at the ShopRite Group, joins us now to tell us more. Mark, a great pleasure to have you with us.
Very good to be with you this evening. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for joining us. This sounds like a simple solution to a complex problem, and I guess one that we've been waiting for quite some time. Help us understand how it works.
Yeah, no, we're very excited about this particular service that we're looking to bring to our customers. You know, it affords customers the opportunity to go online through their mobile devices or tablets or desktops and get access to a wide range of product at wholesale products prices and have it conveniently delivered to their shops. And really what this is about is giving back time to these very hard-working traders so that they can spend more time with their own customers and more time making their businesses more profitable.
And I'm assuming this helps businesses, the spaza shops and the stores and retailers, a number of benefits in terms of having availability to inventory, managing their cash flow effectively, but of course cutting the stop and start times in terms of having to manage the logistics of restocking.
Yeah, absolutely. Our customers tell us that they spend an awful lot of time on the road, going from one wholesaler to the next, looking to see whether they have the item that they want in stock, and obviously being very price sensitive, looking for the best prices, and that takes them away from their own customers. Mm. So, you know, we're really looking to provide easy access to that information so that they don't have to spend all that time and money on the road. And they can order online and we can either deliver it to them or they can have the convenience of coming collecting it in store as well. But at least they know the stock's there, it's paid for, it's ready to go.
Mm. I'm keen to understand how the system will work. I'm a Checker 60/60 fan. I live by it.
Yes.
Will it be that simple,
great,
I guess, for spaza shop owners as well to literally choose a few items in their product list, add it to a basket and have it delivered?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned it a little bit earlier. We're obviously all about the bulk, so it's about bulk to businesses. But we look to offer a similar seamless service that really makes it very easy. We obviously get in contact with customers. We understand when they would like the product delivered, when they're going to be in their stores, and just take out a lot of that friction. As you mentioned, it means that they can order more frequently. They don't have to hold inventory, which has cash flow implications, and it has security implications for them as well. And of course, the other key thing with the business customer makes them different from you and I when we're using 60/60 is that there's also a very personal relationship that often they establish with the stores, and we still cater for that. So a large part of the technology that we have rolled out is really in support of those sales associates in the stores so that they can service the customer better when the customer WhatsApps an order in or phones them up. And as we would expect in this the sector, there's always a bit of negotiation that goes on. That's fairly typical. And we want to facilitate that as much as we possibly can and provide our sales associates with that information so that they can go about those negotiations with their customers as well.
True. And Mark, another thought just crossed my mind. When it comes to spaza shops or smaller retailers and cash and carries, typically they need to make sure that the stock control and all the inventory control as well aligns with the accounting processes and accounting records. Is that also something that this technology enables?
Yeah, so certainly it'll help them because they can log on at any time. They can see exactly what they've ordered, how frequently they've ordered it. It's very easy to add that back into their basket so that they can get into repurchasing the same items in a very seamless way. So all that history exists for them. And it'll make it certainly easier for them to manage their businesses as a result.
I'm assuming the database and the insight and information of these retailers and spaza shops is also critical, right, to the information that you can have as to who they are, why they, what they buy, and how to grow and expand on this. Does this, I guess, speak to how do you manage this when it comes to smaller retailers, or are we still likely going to see bulk purchasing from one particular account that then redistributes to other key players?
Yeah, we cater for all the different customers. Obviously, the focus is on businesses, but that business can vary from somebody who has their own, you know, bakery in their house, all the way through to the more sophisticated wholesalers, and we cater for all of those individuals and businesses on the platform.
So in other words, there's no like limitations in terms of value of transactions. So if I need to buy stock for 5,000 Rand versus 500,000 Rand, would I still be able to participate?
Yes, and most definitely. Obviously, the focus is around bulk, but we have a very diverse, and we launched this service, and we see a very diverse customer base from people, as you say, spending a few thousand all the way through to some people who make some very large transactions that are often over a million. So it's a very exciting space to be in.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing how this does develop. I'm assuming it's been launched already, and growth and uptick so far?
Yeah, absolutely. So we it's from store fulfillment. So the inventory is close to our customers. It's 50 kilometer free delivery within a 50 kilometer radius of our stores. We currently have 24 stores. Online obviously helps to expand the reach of those stores, so we can generate greater visibility to a wider customer base. And it's up and running in all 24 of those stores. And we look forward to servicing an ever-growing customer base in this segment.
Fantastic. Mark, I tell you what, before we get to December, we will be touching base with you again just to see what the uptake's been like. But of course, some of the peak times of ordering and traffic and cash flow management from entrepreneurs as we head towards the festive season later this year.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. And all the best with this new opportunity. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
That's Mark Cotton, head of B2B e-commerce at the ShopRite Group, helping us understand how they've launched bulk online shopping and delivery services. Typically, this is for spaza shop owners, business owners, the smaller retailers and cash and carries in South Africa. So no longer do you need to hop into the back of your bucky and stock up on some outstanding products. Or you do, like we do on Checkers 6060 as independent retail consumers. You can do the same as an entrepreneur business owner, whether your stock is, I guess, 50,000 or well over a million, as we've heard from Mark. So it really does give us some context into the scale, the size of the transactions, and of course the goods that are being procured.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.